Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for Sunday Morning Alive right here on our website. Thank you for joining with us today. Thank you for coming to our website to hear a sermon. They're being preached all over the world on this Lord's Day. Amen. But you've come to this website to hear the Word of God. That tells me something. Not that we're the most fantastic preaching, teaching ministry around. No, by far. But listen, I want to say this to you very clearly today. I want to commend you. So open up your ears to hear a commendation instead of condemnation this morning. You have a hunger and thirst to be right with God, to be real and right with God. And because of that, God is going to reward you. Amen. Because I believe that if you're here for the right reason today, to hear and give heed to the Word of God, then you obviously have a good ground heart. And if you have a good ground heart and the seed of the Word gets in it, the seed itself will bring forth fruit. You'll become fruitful because the seed is at work in you today. Amen. And I commend you for being here for that purpose. Friend, there's a lot of people can preach the gospel better than I can, but there's nobody on planet Earth that can preach a better gospel. Hallelujah. The good news of the grace of God is the greatest news. The greatest story ever told is a true story today. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whosoever would believe on Him and in Him would have everlasting life. So if you are not a Christian today, please stay tuned as we study attitudes of the heart that will make it soil that will allow the seed to germinate and grow when we hear the Word, or if it's a bad ground heart, then it will not allow for that to take place. And today, the fact that you're here, I believe in divine appointments. I know I'm here by divine appointment. And I believe that you are too, or you wouldn't be here. So stay with us for just a little while this Sunday morning. We're going to talk about how to have a good ground heart again today. Amen. We talked about four conditions of the soil as Jesus gave the parable. A sower went forth to sow. Some seed fell on the highway or the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and eat it up before it could take root and grow. Some on shallow ground, stony ground, where the rocks had not been removed from the ground, and it came up quickly. And it looked like a revival, in fact, because it said, with joy, people receive the Word, preach on, amen, amen. It really looked good. But when persecution arose for the Word's sake, Satan is, listen, first, he don't want it to get in the ground. But if it gets in the ground, he doesn't want it to get deep enough in the ground that it can withstand the sun when it comes up and beats upon it. And listen, the Bible said, number one, he comes to steal it from the sin-hardened heart. But he comes to literally cause us to not devote ourselves to obey the Word when we receive it. And because of that, it comes up quickly. And the Bible said, with joy, people received it. But when persecution arose, and it will, Satan is going to come to do everything he can to get us to not keep our commitment to hear and give heed to the Word of God, to not devote ourselves enough to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that we will receive the Word of God and it'll get deep in the good soil of our heart and germinate and bring forth fruit. This stubborn heart, he'll steal it. The shallow heart, he will allow it to get in, but he will come against us with every distraction, every form of persecution that he can, to get us to turn back and not to carry on and push on and continue to receive that good word into good ground. Listen, and then there's another, and it's tragic. Amen. And that's the distracted heart. That's when it gets in the ground and it gets deep into the soil. But the weeds begin to choke it out. The person doesn't really watch over their heart, and therefore they do not weed the garden of their heart. You know, the Old Testament says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If you're going to have a good ground heart, you're going to have to make sure that you weed it often. And what is weeding it? It said, when anyone hears the word of God, and listen to this real carefully. Excuse me while I clear my throat. Listen. And the cares of this world, Jesus said, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. It's choked out because we do not stay focused on it and on him who spoke it to us. Amen. Our eyes begin to go from this to that to the other like a butterfly, and our mind flitting from flower to flower, and we do not stay focused. And it's this focus on the Word of God that allows it to not only germinate and begin to grow within us, but we keep the weeds out, we keep the distractions out, and allow it to flourish. First the blade, and then the ear, and the full corn in the ear, 30, 60, 100 fold. Glory to God. Amen. God doesn't want you to be a 30-fold Christian. God doesn't want you to be a 50, 60-fold Christian. God doesn't really want you to be a 99.9% Christian. God wants you to be a 100-fold Christian. Amen. This is the process. It starts with 30. And then it moves, it progresses, amen, to 60. And don't sit down on 30. Don't sit down on 60. God is at work in you. You know what the Bible said? It said it's God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He uses his word and his Holy Spirit, but he goes to work to make us fruitful. Amen. And the fruit of the Spirit, when it's developed in us, is nothing less than the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. It is Christ's character reproduced within the heart and life of the child of God. We become progressively more and more like Jesus in our character, until we become followers of God as dear children. Praise God. Oh, friend of mine, God wants us to grow spiritually. Listen, going to church is premium importance. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is, but coming together, exhorting one another, because we know the day is approaching. The day of the Lord comes. The rapture is at the doors, the secret coming, and then the day of the Lord, the tribulation, and then the second coming. And you know what? Even though we escape the final judgment, we do not escape all judgment. As was brought to my attention this past week, we're all going to stand and give an account to Christ for what we did with our time, our talent, our money, whatever it is. Fruitfulness in the Lord. Have we developed in the Lord until we can be a witness unto Jesus wherever we go? This is not sinless perfection. This is not 100% perfection. This is progress that continues until the very day that he comes. Praise God. Amen. He asked the question, didn't he, Jesus? He said, when I come back to the earth, shall I find faith? He's talking about fidelity, faithfulness to the faith, keeping the faith, and being faithful when we hear the Word of God, that we heed the Word of God. That's why the Scripture said, he that hath an ear, a heart to hear and obey. That's what that's talking about. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We will grow spiritually. Desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. And how far are we supposed to grow? The fivefold ministry he set in the church. Amen. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor, teacher, and evangelist, till we all come to the unity of the faith. Be no more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but grow up into him who is the head, to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus, for whom he did foreknow. The Bible said he did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son. Now, if we're just church-going people, you can do that for 30, 40, 50 years and not grow spiritually if the Word that you're hearing doesn't get in a good ground heart. And I'm going to stop here and talk about the pulpit ministry a little bit. You need to be in a church. I'm not soliciting, leave your church, come to our church. I'm the only person that can sow this seed. No, Jesus sows the seed. I'm a vehicle for the Word, the seed itself. But he's the sower. He's the one that puts it from the head all the way into the heart by his Spirit and by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen, friend of mine. Listen, you need to be under a ministry that brings you the inerrant, eternal Word of God as it's written in the Holy Bible. And if you receive it with the respect and reverence that is due it, hallelujah, you're going to become fruitful in the things of God. And when you stand before the Lord, and you'll either be ashamed or you will be commended. You know what I want to hear him say? I don't want to spin my wheels and spend my whole lifetime just going to church, hearing and not heeding what I'm hearing, not letting the Word get deep in me, that I'm devoted enough that when it springs up, it's got roots to it. Hallelujah. That my heart is not shallow. My heart is deeply committed to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And when the Word of God and his Word touches me, amen, comes into my life, whether I'm reading it, hearing it taught or preached, amen, that I devote myself to hear and give heed and deeply reverence the Word that I'm receiving. What happens when that happens? I'm going to give you an example here in 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 13. This is a prayer of the Apostle Paul for the Thessalonian saints. He said that you would walk worthy of God, who called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause, in verse 13, I started with 12, but that's good context here, that you would walk worthy of God who called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it in truth is the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. This reverence for the Word of God, it came through fleshly people like you and me, but it was holy men when they were moved on by the Holy Spirit, and they recognized this is not just these people's opinions. This is not something they came up with. This is the Word of God. They're a channel for it, but this is the Word of God. This Bible is a holy Bible. Amen. God has preserved it for us. It is the Word of God. And Jesus said, and the Bible teaches, that heaven and earth will pass away, and all the people on it will pass away. But my word will abide forever, and those that obey it are as eternal as the word itself. Praise God. We're going to live forever in heaven with him. But I want to hear him say something. How about you this morning? I want to be fruitful. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to grow in God. I've been saved all of these years, but I'm still growing. I'm not the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus. I might be head and shoulders above somebody else. That's not where I am in the Lord. And I'm not saying that bragging. I'm just saying I've been preaching for 50 years, studying the Bible for 50 years, over 50 years, been saved for over 50 years. And I believe that God is still at work in me. I don't see a place to sit down. I see no plateauing out and say, I'm good enough. I got all I need. You see, God calls us 30, 60, and 100-fold. It's the steps of progression that doesn't stop until we are the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus. And that's when tongues qualified by divine agape love as a fruit is no longer sounding brass and tinkling cymbal, a lot of noise that distracts instead of a sign of the power and presence of God residing in us and moving through us today. Hallelujah. Oh, friend of mine, all of the gifts are qualified by the divine agape love of God, and it's the first and foremost fruit of the Spirit when we begin to walk in love, even as Christ. The Bible said, be ye followers of God, literally imitators of God, as dear children, and walk in love, even as Christ, hallelujah, who gave himself on the cross to show love to that degree. That's divine love. That's not human love has limits. God's love is unlimited. Human love is the best we can love as human beings. But God loves with a deeper love than that. It's called agape love. And look how it works. If people reverence the word of God like this, in 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, let's go there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, and let's look at verse 3 and 4. It says, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. See what happens in a good ground heart? Reverencing the Word of God as it is indeed the Word of God. Hallelujah. Bowing to Him, believing Him, receiving the Word from God, our Creator and our Savior, our Sovereign and our King. Hallelujah. Because your faith groweth exceedingly. You see, that seed of the Word producing faith, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That's not just listening. He that hath an ear, let him hear. You hear differently. You hear with your, not just your mind, your ears, your human faculty. You hear with your heart as well. And you make not just an act of your will devotion, but you make a devotion from deep, deep within your heart. And the Bible said because they received it that way, their faith was growing exceedingly. Hallelujah. Are you still struggling with doubt and fear after hearing the Word, reading the Word? It's not a matter of the seed not producing, germinating, causing growth, amen, in faith. It's because the soil is not receiving it properly. And that's when we have to get honest. And that's when we need amen, to start keeping our heart. That's weeding the garden of your soul. Keep your heart with all diligence. Come on, weed the garden of your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pull the weeds out. There's growth coming. Don't let distractions keep you from growing in Christ and growing in God. Hallelujah. Get in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, preaching church. Amen. And then open your heart, not just your head. Amen. Because if it drops six inches? I don't know. I haven't measured. I'm not that good at the anatomy, but I know one thing about the anatomy. Spiritually, physically, it has to drop from the head into the heart to germinate and to grow. So keep your heart with all diligence. That means to not let distractions and other things entering in quench, stop that growth. Amen. Weed it. The weeds will choke it out. The deceitfulness of riches. What is that? You're going using all your time, energy, and focus on getting more stuff. Buying stuff you don't need with money you don't have, so you have to work so much overtime just to meet the budget that you don't have time to selah. You don't have time to sit and quietly contemplate what you read and what you heard so that it drops from the head and the heart. Once it gets in, then weed it. Weed the garden of your heart, and the word will grow. Amen. The stem, first the leaf, then the stem, and then the full ear will come in. Praise God. That's 30, 60, and 100 fold to the glory of God the Father. What else happens here? Amen. Your faith grows exceedingly, and the charity, divine agape love, God's love of every one of you, all toward each other aboundeth. What is that word? Aboundeth. It means in a river. It's when it comes over the banks of the river and the river cannot contain the water. It comes over the banks and now it is a roaring flood. This is the hundredfold heart manifesting the divine agape love of God, which is the foundational and fundamental characteristic of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and of our Heavenly Father. For God is love. Hallelujah. Praise God. And not only that, but the Bible said not only does faith grow exceedingly and love toward one another abound. Verse 4 says, but we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. They were under the gun. All the persecution, you see, for the word's sake, the persecution came. But they were so devoted to Jesus Christ and to God the Father and the truth of God's word, they would not allow persecutions for the word's sake to choke the word out of them. It was that deep devotion. That's called the fear of the Lord. This is deep reverence. That's what that's all about. It's not the dread of God. Of course, God's going to judge the world. We're going to stand before the Bema, the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and give an account. I have no illusion that I'm going to be perfect as He is. But I pray with all of my heart that I want to be honest about this, that He will find me growing when He comes toward that end and not letting distractions keep that word from working and bringing this fruit in my life. Praise God. Friend of mine, I want to hear Him say, listen, we could talk mansions. We could talk gates of pearl. We could talk the holy city. And we would be talking truth today about heaven. But I'm not all that interested, to tell you the honest truth. I'm not all, I know I'm going to be blown away. I'm not saying I won't react when I see this golden city, golden streets, and all of these precious stones of a foundation. It's going to blow me away. I know it will. But right now, I would like to hear the one who suffered and died for me saying to me when I stand before him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You became fruitful for me. You represented my kingdom well to a gainsaying world. Enter you in to the joy of the Lord." Oh, yeah, that means I can go through the gate. That means I can live in the city. But more than that, it means that I pleased the one who died for me. And friend, it'll be worth it all just to hear him say that. That's my goal in my spiritual journey, is to hear Jesus say, when my journey is through, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." In order to do that, I've got to grow in grace. I've got to grow in love. I've got to grow in faith. I've got to grow in fidelity and faithfulness to him, devotion to him, and grow in my character, that I become more like Jesus and less like me, as I am short of the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. Oh, friend, God has called us. It is God that worketh in you. Amen. And he uses his word and the Holy Spirit to get it into our heart, not just into our head. Amen. That he can use then, amen, the word as seed in our heart to bring forth fruit in our life. Amen. It's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And the Bible said, "He that began a good work in you will perform it." He'll keep at it. He's relentless. He'll keep at it till the day of Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes, amen, I want him to find God at work in me by the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God in my heart and in my life. How about you today? This is our challenge this Sunday morning. Thank you, believer. Thank you, Christian, for having a heart, amen, to hear and to heed the Word of God. That means there's some good soil right there. Amen. Be sure you weed it. Be sure that you weed the garden of your heart. Keep your heart, therefore, with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Hallelujah. And today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, God will go to work in you. One of the big lies of the devil is to people, "I can't live for God. I'm not going to be a hypocrite." Well, that's commendable, because there's too many hypocrites around. Amen. Thank God you don't want to be one of them, but don't let them keep you from him. He died for you, not those people that misrepresented him, those people that failed, amen, to follow him and brought reproach. They didn't die for you. Jesus died for you. Don't let them keep you from him who you desperately need to save your soul, seal you with the Holy Spirit, and keep you safe from the wrath to come.